We are going to continue our series on the attributes of God, and this morning we look at one verse found in the passage of Scripture that was read by Peter, Malachi 3, verse 6. This one little passage is absolutely crucial to Christian faith. I, the Lord. It should say, do not change. I don't know what happened there. I, the Lord, do not change. So you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Thank you. I, the Lord, I, Yahweh, do not change. So, consequently, therefore, you, O descendants of Jacob, you, my covenant people, are not destroyed. Let's pray. Father, enable me to preach effectively this morning. We know, Lord, the preaching of Christ and its gospel is foolishness to those who are perishing. But I pray for ears to hear your word this morning, and I pray for the ability to proclaim, Lord, in my weakness, may the awesome power of eternity be manifested today, in Jesus' name. Now, those of you that were with me last week will remember we looked at the omnipotence of God. God, we learned, is all-powerful. He's almighty. Last week, we learned that God can do anything that he likes. Nothing's too difficult for him, it says in Jeremiah. All God has to do is speak his word and it comes forth. God's very word is power. But here's a question for you this morning, for you bright sparks. If God is all powerful, if nothing is too difficult for him, is there anything at all that God cannot do? Can the Almighty not be capable of anything? Of course, there are some things that God cannot do. Think about it. God is holy. Therefore, he cannot sin. God is true. Therefore, he can never deceive. He's not able to. God is faithful. Therefore, he cannot deny himself. And of course, God is eternal. Therefore, God cannot ever change. Our God is immutable. That means God can never change. He's eternally ever the same. It's expressed so well in the Anglican prayer book written in 1549, where it goes, those of you that were Anglicans, as it was in the beginning, 'tis now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. James 1:16, we read, God does not change like shifting shadows. In the book of Hebrews, we're told God the Son is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And of course, in our reading today, God clearly tells us in unambiguous language, I, the Lord, do not change. This is an attribute of God. Our God is immutable. It's impossible for him to ever change or fluctuate. Now, that's pretty hard for us to imagine, isn't it, as human beings? Don't pretend you understand that. We live in a world where everything is constantly changing, all the time. Everywhere you look, right now, it's morning. 13 minutes approximately from now, it's going to change into afternoon. It's Sunday today. 12.5 hours from now, it will change into Monday. Everything about us is changing constantly. We live in a world of entropy. What is here today is gone tomorrow. What is fresh today will grow stale. What is clean today will have to be put in the wash tomorrow. Nothing in this world remains constant. Nothing. We live in a world where babies grow into toddlers. Toddlers into children. Children into teenagers. Teenagers into adults. Adults into old people. And old people eventually die. We live in a world that changes all the time. One moment moves into the next constantly. And not only things, we change, don't we? I was top of the morning this morning. I was down in the dumps a few minutes later because I fell over and dropped something and smashed it. My moods go up and down. I fluctuate constantly. You can't rely on I can't rely on my emotions. If there's one thing we can say about this world for certain that we live in, it's this. Nothing in this world is absolutely certain. You see, we're creatures of time. And time implies succession, development, decay, cause and effect. To live in time is to live in a condition of continuous fluctuation. Nothing in this world ever stays the same. You think the pyramids are there forever? There'll come a day, if the world doesn't blow up before that, when the pyramids will be blowing around as sand in the desert. Nothing stays constant. And because we live in a world of change, it's very hard for us to get an idea of God, isn't it? You see, God is eternal. He's timeless. He dwells outside of time. He created time. Time is part of creation. Therefore, God cannot change. Now, you may say, okay, I get you. God can't change. I've always known that somewhere in the back of my mind. I've been taught that. He's eternal. And yes, we live in a world of constant fluctuation. Tell me something I don't know. But what has this got to do with me here today as a Christian? What point is you telling me this? God's eternal, unchanging. We change all the time. So what? Let me make this very clear, and I speak with all the earnestness I can bring up. This is important. And I'll be speaking more about this tonight in the seminar. Okay? You have to understand, even if it's an intuitive understanding, the immutability of God. You have to know. You have to know that God is unchanging. Otherwise, now listen, it's impossible to practice true Christian faith. This is a doctrine you have to know. I'm not saying you have to have an intellectual understanding, but this has to be in your heart. Why do I say that? What is faith? Faith is what? A certainty in that which we do not yet see. Faith is absolute confidence, absolute assurance in something. Okay? Now, is it possible to put your assurance in something that fluctuates? Come on, logically, humor me. Now, if God can change his mind, or tell a lie, or be deceived, if God can change in any way, it's impossible to rest faith upon him. Faith has to be founded on absolute certainty, and there is no certainty where there is change. Do you see how important it is that you know this doctrine? If you want to be a Christian, you must know about the immutability, the unchanging nature of God. I'm going to give you an example from nature. that might help you to understand what I'm saying. In the southwestern part of Africa, I've been there, I know what it's like. There is a desert in a country called Namibia. Any of you been to Namibia? There's a desert in Namibia called the Namib Desert. It's about 4,000 square miles of desert. Absolute. There's not scrubland, desert, sand. Do you know they've never been able to make a map of the Namib Desert? It's impossible. You know why? The sand dunes are constantly being blown around. It never stays the same. One day you'll see a hill in the distance. You look at the same horizon the next day and it's a valley. It's blown around the whole time. And therefore, it's impossible to map the Namib. So how, before sat-navs came along, do you think they knew their way around the Namib? How did they do it? Think. Constant fluctuation. How did they know for certainty where they were going? There's a beautiful, crystal clear sky in that part of the world. And you wait till nighttime and you look up. And the stars are not blown around by the wind. For thousands of years, they've come out exactly where and when they're meant to come out. And if you can read the stars, you know in that fluctuating desert exactly where you're going. All you've got to do is look up to the constant in the world of fluctuation. Now, this is why you need to know about the unchanging nature of God in this crazy world of change. Fix your eyes on God, and you're able to know certainty where nobody in this world knows what's going to happen next. Of course, you need to know about the doctrine of immutability. It's part and parcel of the Christian faith. I'm not saying everybody has to intellectually understand it because we have different levels of intellect. But if you do not know intuitively in your heart the immutability of God, what on earth are you resting your faith on that cannot move? God tells us in the Bible, his name is I Am. Not I was, not I'm becoming. Not I will be eventually. Ehaye asher ish ehaye. I am that I am. He is the immutable, unchanging one. And in our passage, he goes on to tell us something absolutely wonderful. Now, if you're not a Christian, this is probably going to go over your head, but I hope you get a bit jealous when some of the Christians around go, wow, that's great. I hope you're enticed to want to know more. In our text, look again at the text. I, the Lord, do not change. We've got that much. So, that so, lachin, so is therefore, because I do not change. Consequently, so you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Here God is telling us why his holy children, who are the descendants of Jacob, are safe from his terrible wrath, even though they're fallen sinners just like everybody else. In that chapter we read, he's foretelling the great Messiah who will come into his own temple. He'll clean out the priesthood and do everything good. He's preaching of the coming messianic age. And he's telling the people here why, even though they let him down, if you read a little bit further on, and why they constantly fail him and backslide, because they are the children of Jacob, the descendants of Jacob, they're not destroyed. Why? Well, he says, you're my descendants of Jacob. You're the people I made a promise to Jacob to. Therefore, you're not destroyed. Why? Because I do not change. God made a promise to Jacob in the book of Genesis. I will bless you and your descendants. This is what he's quoting here. And therefore, because he made a promise and because he's unchanging, he cannot break that promise to the people he has sworn to keep. Listen, God could have wiped out the Israelites long ago. You know, he destroyed the people of Canaan when they sinned, didn't he? He destroyed the Sodomites and the Gomorites. He wiped them out. Why hadn't he at this point wiped out the Israelites? He tells them why here. I, the Lord, don't change. And it's because of that, you descendants of Jacob, you're not destroyed. In Genesis 28:14, you could look this up when you get home, God makes a solemn vow to Jacob. Remember, the immutable, unchanging God makes a vow. It goes like this, verse 14. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth. The earth will be blessed through you, that's Jacob, and your offspring. This promise was for Jacob and his descendants. And what God's text is saying here is, listen, you, the descendants of Jacob, my people, my covenant people, you're sinning and you're failing and you're doing everything everybody else does, but the reason you're not destroyed is I can't break my promise. I'm unchanging. My covenant is yea and amen. That's why you're still around. I'm God, he's saying here. I cannot change my mind. I cannot break my promise. I will bless you, the seed of Jacob, because I do not change. Does that give you security? Spirit-circumcised children of Jacob, are there any here today? If you have the spirit of promise in your heart, you're circumcised with the spirit made without hands, and you are the covenant descendants of Jacob in this testament dispensation. And the Lord is saying here, listen, you're as sinful as everybody out there. Don't pretend you're not. I know butter wouldn't melt in your mouth here. But out there, you know what you are. Why are you not destroyed and judged by God? Why will you not be judged on the day of judgment? Because God made a promise to Jacob and his descendants, and he'll never break his promise. Paul puts it so well in Romans 11:29. God's gift and his call are irrevocable. Irrevocable, in other words, it's immutable. He can't take back his promise. He made a promise to Jacob and his descendants. If you read in the book of Galatians, if you're spirit born, you are a descendant of Jacob. Do you realize what this is? The certainty of the promise of God for salvation for the children of God is not based on your promises or your commitment or your self-discipline. Your confidence, Christian, is based on God alone, on his covenant, unbreakable promise that he made to Jacob. Put it this way. If God began a good work in you, he is obligated in his unchanging nature to complete the work he began. He must, because he cannot change. If he's the author of your faith, he will be the perfecter of your faith because he's God. It's not about you, because you fluctuate and change and fail just as much as the people outside. But because you are within that covenant that he has sworn to keep, you cannot fall. He's able to keep you from falling and present you one day spotless. So let me close. Do any of you ever feel frustrated in this changing world where nothing stays the same? You know, one day, friends can let you down, can't they? Your health can fail you. Politics and economics, well, they're a joke anyway, but they're up for grabs. People can let you down. But in the end, who do you trust? Listen, I know I look like an angel up here, but I promise you something, you can't trust me. I can't trust myself. I realize how fluctuating and undependable I am. Christians have a faith that's planted on an immovable rock, and I'll do more of this tonight. The rock we call the immutability of God. From God's immutability, we discover the faithfulness of God. And that faithfulness is computed by the word of God. And if that word is planted in your heart, you've got solid faith. Now, if you're not a Christian this morning, all I can say is, it's good to have you here, and I promise you, we love non-Christians. We've got no right to judge anyone. You can believe, and you can only believe if God opens your eyes anyway. We pray God does. But if you're not a Christian, you'll know the insecurity of life. You know everything's up for grabs, nothing's certain. Don't you sometimes feel like you're walking around in the Namib Desert? What's a mountain today is a valley tomorrow. I advise you, please, just look up to the constant. Look up to the unchanging. And you'll know God in this crazy, changeable world. And if you are a Christian this morning, let me close with very good news. Do you know, long after the sun has stopped burning, when all the heat has cooled down in the sun, when the universe has stopped expanding, the love God has for you, descendant of Jacob, will be burning as constantly as it was at the beginning of time when he wrote your book, your name in that book. He loves you with an everlasting love, and he'll love you until the bitter end. Be secure in that. Your faith depends on your confidence in the immutability of God. I, the Lord, do not change. That is why you, descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed and will never be destroyed. And one day, God will make your praise immutable too. Do you know that? When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun. Let's pray. Oh God, constant, faithful one, never changing. We look to you today. Oh God, we all feel the pangs of insecurity. We see loved ones leaving us, Lord, in death. We feel our own mortality. Oh Lord, people let us down, politicians fail us. And oh God, in this world, where can we find confidence? And yet today you speak these precious words to us, your descendants of Jacob. You've sealed us with the circumcision made without hands. You've placed your spirit within us, and we cry out from our hearts by faith, Abba, Father. Oh God, thank you for the security today, that unshakable security, that our God never changes.